objective and victim. Do you have a title?
Subject. Kabbalah as in taking upon yourself
Kabbalah.
Resolutions, yeah. New Year's resolutions. Yeah.
Good one. Torreyway, Northwest London. Monday, the 16th of July.
August.
What's the Hebrew day today?
Ches Elul.
Tov Shein Pei Aleph. Harav Yosef Lewis Schlitter. Kabbalos. New Year resolutions.
Okay, the pasuk in this week, Sedra, is a pasuk Hokeim. It's a peik chav beis, pasuk dalad. If a person sees kisiras chamoyer chicha yishoyroi noiflim baderech yisiyov, a person's donkey or his ox fell on the way, v'salam tomehem, you should not ignore it, look away. Hokeim tokim imo, you should help the behemoth, help the animal up with its load. So famous Rashi says, Hokim tokim imoy. Rashi will first talk about the imoy. You got to help the owner with him. So Rashi, imbo olof, together with the owner. Avalim holach, but if the owner goes, v'yoshav lo, he goes to sit on the side, v'omar lo, and he tells him, hoyel since, v'olecho mitzvah, you got a mitzvah to help my donkey get up, imrot sisa lahatin, or to actually put the load onto the donkey. So imrot sisa lahatin, to'ayin, if you want to do the mitzvah, go ahead and do it. I'm going to take the rest on the side. Potter. Says Rashi that you're not mechuyev to help this fellow if he doesn't help you as well. If he's taking responsibility himself, you got a mitzvah to help him. But if he goes to sit on the side and says, you've got a mitzvah, you do it, tell me when you're done, you're not mechuyev to do it. Chofetz Chaim takes this pasuk and says that the same works with a kabbalah that a person takes, should take in life to become better, if it's Torah, Yer Shemayim, Avodah Tefillah, whatever it is. If a person says, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, he davens, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me, we daven the whole time for Torah, for Yer Shemayim, and he davens, but then he doesn't actually do anything about it. Says Chofetz Chaim gives a mashal. He says, there was a poor man, and he needed help. One day he's walking the street and he meets an old friend that's doing very well, a wealthy man. And he goes over to him and he asks him, he tells him a situation, I've got no money, I need help, help me set up a business, lend me some money. And he says, sure, I'm ready to help you. Come to my office. He gives him a time. Come tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Come to my office. We'll discuss it. And this busy businessman, he waits there at 3 o'clock. And his friend, school friend, doesn't turn up. The poor man doesn't turn up. Sure, maybe something happened. 3 weeks later, they meet again in the street. And he says, oh, I forgot all about it. I'm really desperate. Can I have another appointment? And he says, yeah, sure. And he gives him another time slot when he can come and meet him and he'll help him. And again, he doesn't turn up. Says Chofetz Chaim, he's ready to give him the help, but he doesn't come to take it. Says Chofetz Chaim, we daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us. But if we don't actually get up and do something about it, it's all in our mind, but we don't actually do something about it, then it's like this person that asks for the help and doesn't come and take it. Says Chofetz Chaim, it's only the Ribbono Shel Olam will only be the Hokim Tokim. The Ribbono Shel Olam will help you up, but only if it's Imoy. If it's with you, you do your chedek, you put in your effort, you take the first step, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you up. The Chofetz Chaim says the same thing on the beginning of the Pasha. All a person needs to do is Kiseit Seilam El Chomo Alivecho. A person needs to go out to war against your enemy, the Yetzer Hara. If you go out, you take the first step, when the Sonai Hashem alekech v'yadecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam will put the koiches into your hand, the Ribbono Shel Olam will put the Yetzer Hara into your hand, into your control, and you will be matzliach. As the Mesilas Shorim says, that a person is here on this world And Ribbono Shelolam has put a person into this world with all different distractions, things that are going to hold back a person and make it difficult for him to steig in Yiras Shemayim and Torah and Avodah becoming closer to Hashem. If it's Anias, if it's Ashiras, that is the challenge. The tachlis of a person is in this world Lamid Benisoyin. He says to stand up against all these tests. Well, we'll look further into Hokim Tokim, and we'll see how dakas, how frightening it is, the level of avoida we need against the Yetzer Hara. Rashi says on Hokim Tokim that this is going on the mitzvah of Te'ina. Chof Beis Dalet again. Rashi says it goes on the mitzvah of Te'ina. Hokim Tokim Zu Te'ina. That is taking the load and putting it onto the animal, onto the donkey. There's another passing in Parshas Mishpatim, Ozoiv Tazoiv Imoy. And we know the Gemara in Bava Metzia that this passing is talking about the mitzvah of Perika, which is when the donkey has collapsed from the heavy load, and you got a mitzvah to help unload the package to help this animal. The Gemara in Bava Metzia has a machlokes if Tzar Balei Chaim is the Oraisa or not. And the Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara says like this: Toshima, Oyhev Lifrik. If you got a standing there, a good friend, you're on the street, and you see a good friend of yours that has a behemoth that has collapsed from its heavy load, and you've got the mitzvah to unload the package of the behemoth. Vesoyne Litoin. And you've got an enemy standing at the other side, and he's waiting there to put someone to help him to put the load onto the behemoth. Who are you going to help first? Are you going to help your friend to unload, or are you going to help your enemy to put the package onto the behemoth? Says the Gemara, mitzvah besoinei. You got a mitzvah to help your enemy to put the load onto the behemoth. Says the Gemara, why could they lock off es yitzroi? To force your yitzhara, to go against your yitzhara. Asks the Gemara, but you've got Tzar Balei Chaim. You got your friend standing there with his animal collapsed onto the floor. And you got your friend, which he can wait, he just needs to put the load onto the behemoth. And the Gemara is telling me, help your enemy to go against the Yetzer Hara, but in the meantime, you got your friend with his behemoth that has collapsed, and it's Tzar Balei Chaim. Says the Gemara, afilo hachi, even so, kidei lokuf yitzroi odif. To go against your Yetzer Hara is still more important than helping unload the behemoth, even though there's Tzar Balei Chaim. Tosfos in Bava Metzia and in Psochim asks, how can you say you've got a friend that you've got a friend on one side and you've got an enemy, a soine, on the other side? How can you hate anyone? How can you call someone a soine? Do you hate him? Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Shero boy dvar erva. He saw him do certain averus of aroyas, and a mele there's a mitzvah to hate the avera that the person did, there's a mitzvah to hate him. So asks Tosfos, if there's a mitzvah to hate this person because he did an avera, so he's now got a choice. He's got his friend that needs prika, te'ina, prika, taking it off the animal, and he's got his enemy, which needs it putting onto the animal. The Gemara says, help your enemy, could they lock off a yitzhara to go against your yitzhara? You just told me that he hates him because he did an avera. So in the mitzvah to be soina him. Aunt Toysi says a few words, and Rebellion up in the Leva Leo explains it beautifully. He says, of course, at the beginning, when you see this person did an avera, of course there's a mitzvah to hate him for the avera he did. But he says, what will happen is, that person sees you hate him. Kamayim ponim el ponim, it reflects, and that person that did avera is now going to hate you because you're soinei him. What's going to happen is, you see the person did an avera hates you, you're going to start hating him even more. And that extra level of sinner has nothing to do with the sinner for the avera that he originally did. So of course you can call him a soine because the beginning of the sinner is for the avera that he did. But here we have to take the sinner and split it in two. Part of the sinner is a mitzvah. Part of the sinner is a build-up because he sees you hating him. Mamela, he hates you. And Mamela, you're going to hate him even more. That chelek, that is what is the kedei locker for the Sitzroi. To go against your Yitzhahara, not to take the original sinner to another level, which has nothing to do with the original sin of Davera. So if we start thinking about going against our Yitzhahara, it's very fine how much, where we're going to split things. And how much we have to be over against our Yitzhahara. But it all starts, as we said, with a good Kabbalah. We all stand in Elul, you should, in Elul, and plan ahead for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yom Adin. And we all have these thoughts of, you know, what we're going to be different, what we're going to be doing better, what we're going to be trying to improve. What is the Indian of a Kabbalah? The Mishnah in, I think it's this week's Mishnah in Ovis. The Mishnah says, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel the Torah from Sinai. There's a few questions. Was Moshe Rabbeinu the only one that was mekabel the Torah in Sinai? Or was the whole of Klal Yisrael? The whole of Klal Yisrael was standing there in Har Sinai and mekabel the Torah, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. So why is it Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai? The whole of Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah in Sinai. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for 40 days. He was mekabel the Torah in Shemayim. Number three, the Mishnah continues, Moshe kibel Torah in Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was received, was mekabel the Torah in Sinai. Umesora l'Yoshua. And he gave it over to Yeshua. Why doesn't it say, and Yeshua was mekabel it from Moshe? Just like it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabelit from Sinai, Yeshua was mekabelit from Moshe. Why is this switch from Moshe kibel mi Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabelit in Sinai, and Yeshua, it was given over to him. It doesn't say that Yeshua was mekabelit. Torah Chaim, in Parshas Yisroi, on the Pasuk says like this, U'Moshe olo elo elokim, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain. Vayikra Elov Hashem Minahar. And Hashem called him from the mountain. Ask the Rechaim. It should have said Hashem called him to come up. And then Moshe Allah. Then he went up to the mountain. Again, the Pasuk says Moshe went up to the mountain and Hashem called him. It should say the other way around. It should say Hashem called him to come up and then he went up the mountain. Dr. Chaim, beautiful chat. Chaim says, a while before that, when Moshe Rabbeinu was going into the Midbar, and he saw the snare, the burning bush, and Ibn Shloim told him, Tavdun Esherlikim al Horazeh. That was Har Sinai, and Ibn Shloim told him that Klal Yisrael are going to serve me. This is the place where we're going to be Mekabel the Torah. Now, these few years later, when Klal Yisrael came back to Har Sinai, Moshe came to this mountain and he remembered that Ribbono Shel Olam told him, this is the place where Klal Yisrael are going to be Mekabel the Torah. Now Moshe Rabbeinu didn't sit there waiting for Ribbono Shel Olam to call him to come up to the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if I'm going to sit here and wait for Ribbono Shel Olam to call me, that's going to show a lack of cheshek, a lack of will, a lack of simcha for it. I'm going to run up there to the mountain, that's what Reb Chaim says, I'm going to run up there before Ribbono Shel Olam calls me. And I'm going to be there, I'm going to be ready to show him how much I want it. How much cheshek I have for it, the will I have, and the simcha I have for it. Therefore the Pasuk says, Moshe Allah, Moshe went up before Ribbono Shel Olam called him, to show the cheshek and the rotzen he has for it. That's why in going back to the Mishnah in Ovis, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu showed that he was the Mekabel. He wasn't waiting for it to be given to him, to be called up to the mountain. I'll wait when the time comes, I'll go. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that went up early before the Rebbeinu Shalom called him to show that he wants it. So he was the one that was going to take it rather than waiting till it's given to him. That's why it says Moshe Kibbel. He showed the Kabbalah that he undertook that he's going to run. And by taking that Kabbalah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it. That shows the rots and the simcha, the cheshek that he has for it. That's why it says Moshe went up to the mountain.
He said that all he did was stand down on the mountain. Who told Moshe to go up instead of staying down at the bottom and all the
he gave Moshe Rabbeinu was given. I guess Moshe Rabbeinu at some point was told he can go up onto the mountain. You're right. But Moshe Rabbeinu went up. There were different mechitzas for the Kehanim and Klal Yisrael. There was an Issa. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu who said that he wasn't included in the Issa? I guess he was told. Yeah. But the Leisa, he was up there. But the Nekudah Dor Chaim says is that he went up before the Rebbeinu Shlomo called him. That's why it's Moshe Kibbel. He went to take it long before that. And of course, in Shemayim, we ask that he learnt it in Shemayim, not in Har Sinai. Yeah, of course, in Shemayim, that's where he learnt it. But the Kabbalah that he undertook, that I'm going to be the one showing how much I want it, that was on Sinai. That is when he went up to Har Sinai to show that he wants it.
I could say when Yeshua, he was sitting there the whole time waiting for him.
Yeah. Well, where are we going to start with Kabbalahs? Where are we going to start with Kabbalahs? We're going to become an Odom HaSholei, Mr. Perfect. We're going to undertake everything and we're going to go through the year and next year it's all over again. What does a Kabbalah help us? What Kabbalahs should we make? So it's beautiful what I heard from Rav Pam. Rav Pam is based on the Mishnah in the End of Yuma. And the Mishnah says, Ashrichem Yisroel, mi metayr eschem, avichem shebashemayim. Who's metayr you? The Ribbono Shelolam. And the Mishnah brings two psukim. The Mishnah brings one pasuk, v'zerakti aleichem mayim tohirim. The Ribbono Shelolam will spritz on us mayim tohirim, the mechatos. V'oimer mikve Yisroel Hashem. So it says Rav Pam, there's two ways of a person becoming tohir. There's tvila in a mikveh, where his entire guf has to go into a mikveh, and if even one hair sticking out, he doesn't become tahara. There's another way of tahara, which is spritzing from the mechatos of the efer poro, and you give one little spritz which touches any eva on your body, edge of your finger, tip of your finger, and a person becomes completely tahara. Says Rav Pam, when a person comes to the tshuva, there's two ways of doing tshuva. There's a person that does tshuva with b'chinas mikveh. His entire guf, kol kuloi, he's taking himself to a total different level and he's becoming this Mr. Perfect. He's going to change everything. He's going to work to perfection. Everything's going to be perfect. He says that's not that easy in reality. The other way of doing tshuva is even just a hazor of mechatos. One little bit of tahara that touches onto your guf. That can be metayer the entire person. Of course, he says this is not the end. When a person has azor, he has to do mikveh as well. But as a starting point of the first level of tahara, even just a hazor, a spritz, one kabbalah, he says, that a person makes, but that kabbalah has to be, it's on him and it's there. That can be metayer a person. Talking about the Melchoma against the Yetzirah. The famous Gemara in Kedushin says, Barossi Yetzirah, Barossi Loi Torah Tavlin. I created the Yetzirah, and I created the Torah Keneged the Yetzirah. What is the Koyach of the Torah to be Matara person, to fight against the Yetzirah? There's a pasuk in Parshas Matos. The Parsha talks about when Klal Yisrael came back from Midian and they had all the kelim, everything they took from Midian, and there's the Parsha of Kashering. How you should be matayr the kelim that they got from Midian. And the pasuk says that that's something that was used in fire, has to be, you have to kasher through hot fire, something that was used with hot water, you have to kasher in hot water. The halachas of Hagolas Kelim. But the pasuk starts, Zois chukas ha-toira, asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. This is the chukah that the Ribbono shel Olam told Moshe, and he gave it over to Klal Yisrael, kol dovah sheyoveh ba'esh, taviru ba'esh, something that we used in fire, you should put in the fire. Asks the Chofetz Chaim, he asks a beautiful kasha. We know the other place that the Torah calls chukah, the famous example is Porah Adumah. Porah Adumah is a mitzvah which we don't understand. It's metame tohoirim, it's metaya tameim, it's a choik. We don't know how it works, we don't understand it, that's a choik. He says, Agolas Kelim, the pasuk calls it Zois, Chukas HaTorah, Agolas Kelim is a choik. He says, this is very logical, it makes sense. Something that was used in hot water, you take out the blias with hot water. Something that was used in fire, you take out the blias with fire. Why is it called a choik? Says Chofetz Chaim, the Derech Drush, I guess he says that what the pasuk is talking about, the choik is zois chukas ha-toira. There's another choik in the tahara that the Torah gives a person. And he says like this. We know the Torah is compared to fire. He brings psukim now. The Torah is compared to fire and the Torah is compared to water. He says if a person is nevach nichshel in an avera, and that brings tumor onto the person. The person should not be meyayesh. How can he be metai himself? How can he get the avera out of him, off him? Yoshev midako, he should do tshuva v'yasek b'toira. He should be oisek in toira. That is the source of tahara, and he will immediately become toira. Just like a person that toivels in a mikveh, the person that learns toira will become toher. It says the Chofetz Chaim, a person will think the Torah is compared to water. So it'll be metaya him like a mikveh, but that's only metaya the person on the chitzoini, from the outside. But when a person did an avera, there's tumah that's gone inside his neshama, inside his guf, it's affected him inside as well. And the water can only take out and be metaya a person on the chitzoini. But how can the Torah be metaya a person from the inside as well? That's what the Torah says. Zois chukas ha-Torah. There's a choik that the Torah is metaya a person not only like water, but like fire as well. Just like fire can take out the blias that are absorbed inside a keli, so too the Torah can be metaya a person like water from the outside and like ish from the inside. That is the choik that the Torah is referring to, the koyach, the power that the Torah has. In Parshas Nitzavim, the pasuk says, "V'shavto ad Hashem alekecha." A person should do tshuva, and the pasuk says, "V'shomato bekoiloi," and he should listen to his voice. It says the Orech Chaim, "What's v'shomato bekoiloi referring to?" This Chofetz Chaim that goes on Limud HaTorah. Hashiveinu avinu l'seira secho. First we'll do tshuva. V'chzireinu b'shuva shaleim olafonecho. So it starts with Torah, and that is what brings a person to tshuva. The Gemara says that a person should be mefashpesh b'masov. You should check in his masim what is done wrong and do tshuva on them. The Gemara says, "Pish pesh v'loy motza." If he searched and he couldn't find anything he's done wrong, yitle ba'avoin bittel Torah. He should say it's probably because of his avera of bittel Torah. And the kasha all the mafashim ask, he's checked everything he's done wrong. He couldn't find anything. He's probably checked his level of learning as well, and his bittel Torah, and his asmod, and his yigia, and he's checked v'loy motza. Couldn't find anything. It's probably because bittel Torah. So that means he has found something he's done wrong. So I once heard a pshat. When a person's over an avera, as we said, he becomes tumah. He's got tumah on him, and that brings negius on a person. Negius means that he doesn't see the truth, other soif anymore. So Mele, he checks everything I'm doing, and it seems fine. It seems like I'm doing everything right. Says the Gemara, if pishpesh, if you check with yourself, v'loy motzah, you can't find that you're doing anything wrong. The Gemara says, ein odam roya nigeas, my person can't see for himself what he's doing wrong. You know why? Because probably it's because you're being mevatel Torah. And Mamela, you don't have the Tahara, you have the Tumah on you, you have the Negios. And Mamela, you don't see other Soif, the truth about yourself. Probably be mevatel Torah. Be oisik batorah. Be metai yourself, like a mikveh, like Eish, like Mayim. And then you will see. Then you will see the Emes. I finish off with just one word. The Pasuk, we're talking about Torah, and the Torah starts Bereishis, Bishvila Torah Shenikra Bereishis, the world was created with the Torah. Rashi in Parshas Tazria says that at the end of Parshas Shemini we have the halachas of all the kosher and non-kosher behemoth chayas and oifas. Parshas Tazria starts talking about the tumah and tahara of a person. Says Rashi, just like when the world was created, first the behemoth chayas and oifas were created, and then Adam Rishon was last, so to the halachas, we first learn the halachas of the behemoth chayas and oifas, then the halachas of tumah and tahara of a person. The Medrash says, when a person comes up to Shemaim, or a person should tell himself, Zocha, if a person is Zoicha, and he does the right thing, we tell him, Ato kidamto b'ma'ase bereishis. You are first in ma'ase bereishis. Loi Zocha, if a person is not Zoicha, he's not in the right way, we tell him, Yitosh kodmoch, the little fly, the insects, were created before you. So the second half of the pasuk of the Medrash makes sense. A person is not Zoicha. We tell him, Yitosh Kodmach, who do you think you are? Well, you're such a Malgai, you can do what you want. The insects, the ants were created before you. But the first half of the Medrash, Zocha, if a person is Zoicha, we tell him, Ato Kidamta B'maisa Bereishis. You were first in Maisa Bereishis. You were not first, you were created last. The pshat is like this. There are two Chalokim to a person. As we said, there's the Guf, and there's the neshama. There's the guf that wants to enjoy gashmias, that wants to enjoy himself. And there's the neshama that wants to be connected to Ribbono Shel Olam and wants to get closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. What the Medrash is saying is like this. If a person is not zoicha and he's not doing the right things, and he thinks the ikke in the world is his guf, his chitzonius, his gashmias, his physical enjoyments in this world, we tell him, if that's what's important for you, your guf, your gashmias, yitosh kodmach, the guf of the ants, the flies, they were created before you. But if a person realizes that the neshama is the ikka, his ruchnias is the ikka, the neshama was created before everything. The neshama is a chelik elekaim imal that was there, tachas kisei hakovod, before the world was created. So we tell him, Zocha, if a person is Zocha and realizes that the Ikke is the Neshama coming closer to Hashem, we tell him, Ato Kidamto, you were first, you were there before all the animals, because it's not about your guf, it's not about your gashmias, it's about your ruchnis, it's about your Neshama. We should be Zocha, take it all, there's a lot to take in. We should be Zocha, kiseitze la machoma, we should go out and take that first step with a good Kabbalah, and the Rosh should help us, and the Sonai Hashem lekecho biyodecho, we should have a good gebench to you.